In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres, the hermit visits the Cave of Purification. "I'm feeling a little bit hungry," said the hermit to the dead man as he trudged on behind him, struggling to keep up. "Pull out one of those orange-blossomed plants and chew on its roots," threw the dead man back at him over his shoulder, not even bothering to slow down.
I will put a few grains of dried corn under my tongue and suck on those," Giovanni breathed heavily, all the while fumbling for his leather bag.
"Just be careful not to develop a little bump on your tongue," teased the dead man. The holy hermit came to a full stop, giving the dead man a puzzled look. "According to local superstition," began the dead man, "if someone develops a little bump on the tongue, it's a sure sign that he is wanting to eat something that someone else has. It marks the beginning of envidia." "Why, that word sounds a lot like envy," said Giovanni back to him.
"It is and it isn't," bantered back the dead man.
"Envidia is envy carried on to the extreme. It is a longing to the point where a person not only wants to own what someone else has, but he also wants to be that person, even if it means the destruction of that other person."
"It sounds like quite a hateful act," commented the hermit.
"It is," came the reply. "It festers within people like canker sores. It is an unwillingness to work for what the other person has. One simply wants to take the finished product without saving up for it or exerting for it. Often it causes the person who is full of envidia to produce much bile within the gallbladder, and this liquid then hardens into stones." "In fact, local people often say that a positive person has a good heart. Conversely, they say that an envious person has malos hígados, that is, bad livers."
"But you just told me the story of how the liver of a fish was used to effect a cure for a blind man," said Giovanni to the dead man.
"And you told me of how the antidote for a harmful plant can be found within 2 feet of it," returned the dead man. "What we are both talking about is called a paradox. That means that a harmful or negative act may be turned around and used for a positive purpose. It has been my experience that the perception of what is positive or negative depends largely on where one happens to be standing on the spectrum of life."
"Now you are arguing like a Jesuit," chided the dead man. "Try thinking like a Franciscan."
"Well," the hermit began, "I myself am a Carthusian, but a Franciscan would have told you that perceptions of the positive and the negative belong to people who make judgments. The Franciscan would merely be interested in being in time and in place. A Franciscan would see the Creator reflected in the work of creation. And lastly, the Franciscan would appreciate his own place in creation and not try to be the Creator."
"So the puppet should not pull his own strings?"
mused the dead man cryptically. "Such an action might be perceived as an act of rebellion," said Giovanni. "And it was," the dead man threw back at him. "At the beginning of time, an archangel rebelled against the Creator, and forever now he is known as the adversary or Satan. That is the name by which evil on earth is known to man. Not merely content to be a creature of God, Satan couldn't live with the idea that man was to be created for the greater glory of God. One could say that it was the original example of sibling rivalry."
"And where does this evil on earth reside now?" Giovanni asked the dead man.
"He is manifested everywhere, but he tends to retreat back to that fifth waterfall that we are approaching," said Laureano de la Torre. "Since there is evil on earth, does that mean that man is by nature damned in eternity?" said the hermit curiously.
"No," the dead man shot back at him.
"Man is not inherently evil. Sometimes he merely makes bad choices or poor judgments. That means that he must be purified before he can ascend to the highest sphere." "But where can man possibly wait to be purified?" Giovanni prodded. "The waiting place is called purgatory. As the word indicates, it is a place of purging, but not of damnation. The waiting place will eventually be purged of error or poor choice, but only through the grace of the Creator and through the prayers of the living."
"Do people suffer in this purgatory?" asked Giovanni.
"They suffer from lack of the presence of the Creator. They are excluded from the beatific vision.
omission is the nature of purgatory, but it is also a place of hope. Why hope? Asked the holy hermit. Because purgatory is a repository, said the dead man. It is the repository of divine mercy. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.